as you look back over the last couple of months, Ferguson has put you in, and you've been in a national spotlight before, but not like this. I think this has been very different from anything you've had to deal with before, for you and Missouri both. And there's always going to be criticism. You know, you've gotten criticism, including from your own party before. How are you as a person dealing with the criticism that you've heard? Some of it's been very pointed.
Well, it's been a long 4 months, but these are tough issues. There's been a lot of criticism. Hopefully that energy can be turned into some progress on some of the these vexing issues that have been challenging, not just for Ferguson or St. Louis, but for our country. The issues of race and policing and economic opportunity, courts, police interaction, all of those are significant national issues. And while it's certainly flared up here and it's been a challenging time for the region and the state, my hope is that that the energy will lead to some progress in these areas so that instances of this nature don't expand the way this one did.
You've got to, I say deal with that. There's not, I don't mean a negative connotation there, but that's your issue for two more years. We don't know where you're going to be after that. But for the next 2 years, what do you see as the focus for your administration in Ferguson?
I think a couple things. First of all, I think that the commission that I appointed is a really solid group of folks that are serious about coming up with some concrete recommendations. And you know, you have a very good cross section involved in that. So I think we expect that commission. They've gotten off to a busy start, and I expect them to present us some options. If you're going to look at this, I think a couple of areas jump out pretty quickly. I think there's been some interesting and thought provoking identification of problems in the municipal court systems. When you have more warrants for arrest than you have number of people that live in the city, when you have that many jurisdictions and folks getting that far behind on traffic matters and all the fees and all the other things involved there. I know I met a few weeks ago with the folks down at St. Louis University Law School who are working on that. I think there's going to be hopefully some thoughtful work done on the municipal courts. Municipal courts should be a way that appropriate traffic problems are enforced, not as a revenue generator. It's a responsibility, not a revenue generator. And I think there have been some for a lot of reasons, some municipalities have gotten pretty far off the tracks on that. So I think that's an area where you're gonna see some challenge. I think in the schooling and economic side, I think we need to do more in preschool. I think we need to do, one of the things we're proud of that Maida Coleman's working on from the Office of Community Engagement is a summer jobs program there that we need to go on. And I think then there are some real interesting and thought-provoking issues around policing that Director Isom, with his background, I think is going to be uniquely qualified to help both on the commission and as DPS director to work to make sure that we're doing everything we can to have a solid relationship between policing agencies and individual policemen and the communities in which they serve, and high standards.
I don't know how many times we've talked to you about things and folks have asked you about looking back. And I've heard you many times say you don't like to look back. You don't like to think about what ifs or how things could have been done differently. But as you acknowledge, it's been a rough 4 months. Do you do any of that with Ferguson?
I don't spend a lot of time looking back. That doesn't mean I'm not introspective about challenges or things that I or the state goes through. It's been very easy for folks who want to be critical here to have a pretty big microphone. That same level of energy has not been spent on solutions or progress. This has been a very, very long protest that we need to translate into some progress. Otherwise, it will go down in the history books as just a very, very long protest. And that comes from both sides, all sides, quite frankly. I've been, somewhat surprised by the level of energy with the concomitant number of solutions to some of these problems. But once again, unfortunately, murders happen in this state every day. And the system of government we have that puts the primary responsibility in investigating and prosecuting those at the local level is something Missourians feel very strongly about. So engaging as a state in a process like this, you always wonder what the right time to do that is. You always wonder just what level of problem at local law enforcement requires than state action. So timing of all of this sort of stuff is more the area that you look back on, because, and then, you know, it things that were beyond my control, I think, had an effect here also. And you just got to realize that. You know, I didn't say that the body should have left in the street for 4.5 hours. And once we brought Highway Patrol in, we had a really good first night. I thought that community policing attitude shifted the tone, and I thought Captain Johnson and Major Johnson and the team under Colonel Repple did a great job at leading in that sense, in that situation. But I think then the release of the name and the tape without direct communication there, I think, flared things up once again and caused. So there's a number of things that happened, many of which were not directly in the state or my control, that caused actions and reactions out there. And then, you know, when the fact that the announcement was ultimate announcement of grand jury decision was late at night, and that, you know, some members of the family were far more strident that night than they had been to that point. The family had been clearly pleading for peace. So things of that nature. It's not so much, and so I don't want to make much of that, other than this was a situation in which a lot of the time you were reacting to things that were occurring that were not in my direct control. And those are always difficult to manage, and when to engage, when not to engage, how to engage. Those are all questions that you want. But the backside of this is there's been on the very back end of this, I thought we had a solid plan. The unified command with those law enforcement officers out there in the front, the National Guard, 700 members, guard in static locations, guard in reserve if necessary, and the fact that we have not lost a life or had a serious injury on either side since August 9th shows a stunning level of discipline by law enforcement, the Highway Patrol, and the National Guard, and I'm very proud of their work.
I know that when the NAACP met with you last week, and again when they were here at the Capitol, I assume they made the same request of you privately. They're still asking for you to have a special prosecutor go back and look again at the Michael Brown case. Can you do that, and would you?
Well, I mean, those are both very good questions, and I want to deal with them independently. I have told everyone I have never been comfortable with the unfettered power of a governor just to sign an emergency order and then begin removing elected officials from their responsibilities. That has never been done in the state of Missouri. And in this situation, a fellow just reelected with 71% in his fourth or fifth term, you know, that is power that has not been, to my knowledge, been used in the state. And if we were to think about doing that, we would want to have a lot of work around that. The other reason that I didn't spend a tremendous amount of time focused on it, not only is it something that hasn't been done and there are folks there, but the second part of this, what I did do on that first Monday was request the Department of Justice to come in and do a separate investigation. And when later in that week I talked to the Attorney General, I asked him to send additional FBI agents in so that they could do the interviews together, so that the local folks and the FBI could do those interviews together, so the facts would have kind of a dual track on the criminal side plus the pattern of practice. So, you know, I think that having two criminal investigations plus a pattern of practice investigation with both the local police as well as the FBI and other federal agencies, the facts are going to get out. And in this situation, ultimately, that's very important. And we await the federal government's two investigations and what the conclusions of those are. And I will look at all these issues then again when that's done. But the the can you or should you are both separate questions that I'm glad someone finally asked.
Are you concerned about what happens when the federal investigations are done? Do we have more unrest? And what should the state preparation for that be?
We're watching it carefully. I think a lot of the energy was focused initially on the state investigation and the grand jury. While we have continued to see protests and challenges, they certainly have not been to the same degree that they were around that time. But certainly we're watching very, very closely.
I do need to spend some time talking with you about working with this big Republican majority, as you know, and even bigger than the one you dealt with last year. What do you see as items that you can work with that Republican majority on?
Well, we worked on one of them yesterday. I mean, I was with Senator Schatz in Washington and Senator Munslinger, and Representative Walker in Kirksville, where we talked about the repair and maintenance bond issue. I was with Senator Dixon and Lincoln Huff and Senator Richard and Charlie Davis last week on that. We were down in Rolla. I think on some of those things like that, I think we're going to see good, solid progress together. I think we're going to have interesting and thoughtful discussions around transportation. I think there are a number of agriculture issues where we're going to work together, and I think we will continue to try to do the best we can to improve our school system. So, I mean, I've served the entire time I've been governor with significant majorities of the other party in the legislature, and look forward to drawing out from them the best of their ideas and the most of their cooperation as we try to move the state forward.
Republicans believe that they can use the power to override your restriction decisions now, they think, and are talking about looking at whether or not they can do that in January. Does that raise concerns for you?
Well, I mean, we're still doing the full analysis of when that actually takes effect and whether it it's hard to believe that it would be retroactive for actions taken last year in that sense. But we'll look forward to sitting down and talking with them. It is important to know if they want to spend more money, then there have to be cuts so that the budget stays balanced. And I'm certainly willing to work with them, but I think it'll be a good opportunity for a number of members that have not been as focused on appropriations and on the actual cash balances we have and how state government works. I mean, there are some folks that think that all of the state revenue comes in the first day of the fiscal year, and then we busily parry that out. We're like any other business. People pay their taxes a year, and we have cash flow issues. And, for example, I mean, I think it, we currently, because of cash flow, natural cash flow time frames here, have about $300 million borrowed from the cash operating fund. And so I think things like that are going to be important to members as they step up and say, let's spend more money when we are still working to make sure that have maintain our AAA credit rating. So, like I said, if we're looking at the legal piece of that, when it actually takes effect and how it would affect things. But I just say to members, if they want to spend money, then they're going to have to be prepared that we're going to have cuts in other areas to balance that. Because there's never any joy in restricting spending in the usual sense of the word, but there is a lot of responsibility in balancing a budget.
You got a lot of stir now after bringing up the idea of toll roads on I-70 a couple of days ago. Would you say that you're close to making a proposal along that line or part of a bigger package for transportation funding?
I think two things, Mike, that are important. I mean, the people of our state have said, over the last decade, have said no to a gas tax increase and have said no to a sales tax increase. I was not for the sales tax increase for a couple of reasons, not the least of which is I think that truckers and others that use the highway should pay if we're going to for necessary maintenance and repair of those. What I'm trying to get from the Highway Commission is kind of what they've been working on and get a kind of a report about the possibility of a public-private partnership in tolls. I think that's certainly something we ought to have a robust discussion about. I await getting the information back from the Highway Department. I know they've done work in this area. They've certainly looked at a lot of options over the years. But I do think that just because we have not come up with the right method doesn't mean we don't have the responsibility. And it's especially important in a state like Missouri that's centrally located in the country. Transportation is a big part of our economy. I-70 is aging. I mean, literally the first The first interstate project was in O'Fallon, Missouri in 1956. And in many ways, we're still operating off that original base that was put on that highway. Transportation is big in our state. The home of the Santa Fe Trail, the Oregon Trail, the Pony Express, all of that sort of stuff. It is very important here. So I look forward to working with the legislature to come to some long-term decisions about how best, and I think this is one that potentially is part of a significant part of that discussion.
I wrote this down thinking in terms of the Ferguson question, but maybe this is a broader question, because you made the observation a couple of days ago, and you were talking about Ferguson at the time, that the world is watching. What do you think the world is seeing when they look at Missouri as a state right now?
A state that's grappling with racial issues, but a state that's also the wellspring of young folks wanting to get involved again. I think for a long period of time here, you had a lot of time when people said that young folks weren't interested and thought that government and all the things we do are irrelevant to their lives. Whatever side of this myriad group of difficult and challenging issues you're on, it is good that young people are demanding change and action. That repriming of the pump of democracy, while painful sometimes and can be rough on the rub, is actually a really good thing, because in the work that in the great honor the people have given me and the work that I try to do, having an engaged citizenry that is demanding better is actually a tremendous tool towards getting things done. And I think young folks, not only in Missouri, but across the country, see this issue area, the relationship between police and the community, the challenges with these traffic courts that drive people into almost having no money, and the lack of economic ladders for everybody. So in that sense, while challenging and difficult, I think really we will be judged not on whether some businesses were damaged, and that was bad. We'll be judged by what we did afterwards. And in that sense, I'm heartened by the commitment of the Ferguson Commission, by the thoughtfulness around already some good ideas to how to make things better. And so I think the responsibility we have here to the nation, to the world, is to keep our heads high, listen as much as we talk, and try to find a pathway forward that makes progress on some very, very intractable and difficult issues. And in that front, I'm heartened by the conversations beginning and the thoughtfulness around some of these key issues.